This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We'll see what's trending just by reading off headlines. And it tells me which ones I should keep it moving on and which ones I should need to tell you details on. Uber CEO predicts all cars could be autonomous in 20 years, driving reduced to like horseback riding.
I'm horrified. Keep it moving.
I honestly think he could be right. Yeah. Like, it's crazy to think that that is a thing, but that's what the future is like. It's crazy. Man causes a scene at a Halloween party after losing a costume contest to a dog.
What did he do?
So yeah, this man posted on Reddit that he caused a scene. He was in a Halloween costume contest. He got second place. He was Zorro, loved his costume. I guess he spent a bunch of money on it and was happy to get second place. And then all of a sudden they rewarded the winning costume, and it was a dog, and he flipped out. It was a dog dressed as a pirate, won top prize.
Oh, wow.
I wonder what the prize was.
I think it was like $100. I honestly think it was
gosh.
Oh, and this guy like flipped out, caused the whole scene.
He put a little Z in the little dog's costume.
Oh, he zapped him.
The average parent fields how many questions per day from their kid?
Like, how many questions do they get?
Yeah.
How many?
46 a day.
That's a lie. Wow. I feel like it's way more.
I feel like that could be the minimum. Yeah.
Yeah.
The real test of love is
what?
Who do you want beside your bed when your parents die?
Oh my!
I know this is morbid a little bit.
Yeah.
But honestly,
I can't think
when
that.
My mom passed away, I leaned on my partner the most I've ever leaned on my wife in my entire life. And they say that's the real test of love. They say like everything is champagne, popping bottles when things are good. But when you go through the hardest things in your life, it's who do you want by your side through those dark times? And there's no darker time than like when a parent dies.
I would hope you would want your spouse.
Yeah, but that's like the real test of like, is this one a ride or die? You don't really, really know it until it. And it's like a game changer. Ooh. A super interesting article on it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
What is the rule when it comes to weddings and posting pictures? Can you throw up some pictures on social media? Hey, Matt, you know, Hannah's big wedding day, and throw them up on social media. Can you post a picture of the bride before the bride posts anything on social media and she makes her social media debut as the bride? 855-444-6342. What if you just want to say, you know, so-and-so, I'm so happy for them. I was just at their wedding. Could you throw up a picture on social media? Hannah has been waiting to post a picture of one of her best friends who got married like almost 2 weekends ago. And when waiting for these moments to post a picture of her, to say like maybe congratulations her, and because the bride hasn't posted a picture yet.
Yeah, so I think it's very two different things. Me just posting a picture of like me and my boyfriend Julian at the wedding, that was fine.
Yeah,
I wouldn't post a picture of the bride until she did, because I feel like it's her big debut, her big announcement. Like, she'll want people on like her page to see, you know, her dress for the first time and how she looked. It's almost like walking down the aisle. Like, you're not going to like take a picture of her before that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, like it's her day, it's her announcement, so I haven't posted a picture yet until she will.
She posted it yesterday, though, so are you going to post
it? Now I'm in the clear.
Now you're in the clear. Yeah. Hannah's been waiting. She's been like in the no-fly zone where you couldn't post like a congratulation picture, you and the bestie, as a bridesmaid. 855-444-MEGA. Is Hannah overthinking this?
I think she's overthinking it.
Really?
Yes.
I just feel like, you know, the big secret is what's the dress? You know, what does the dress look like? I think the moment you walk down the aisle, the secret's out. Everybody you care about is there. I don't really care. You know, the people on Instagram are going to see it eventually. I don't care about what's the first time they see it. Does it have to be this professional picture? I think, like, people always will post on their story or post videos of them, you know, leaving the reception and doing their little dip and kiss. And everybody posts that. And I think that is totally okay and totally fine. And normally the bride will repost all that stuff on their story like the next morning. And I'm sure it's really exciting for them to see the wedding through their guests' eyes.
Interesting, through the guests' eyes.
Yeah, you know, originally I thought, no, you know, you got to wait. And then what AB just said made total sense. Everybody you really care about saw your wedding dress the moment you walked down that aisle. So... You're right. Who cares? Who are you posting for now? Everybody else who didn't get to go to the wedding.
This is why I hate social media. Then why are you posting it anyways? If you don't care about social media, then why does AB need to post it? If she doesn't care about who's following, who are you posting it for? I agree with Hannah in the fact that the two most expensive things that you're going to spend money on is the dress and your photographer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're super, super expensive. They're probably the two most expensive things that we spend our money on. And so for them to feel like they got their money's worth, I think you should be patient with it. Now, I do think it's an interesting line, seeing the wedding through your guest's eyes.
I would love to wake up the morning after my wedding and see all the pictures that someone had posted of me. What? I think that would be very exciting.
I also, like, it depends. Like you were saying, when they walk back down the aisle, I've been to a lot of weddings and I respect these weddings that have like a sign that say, like, you know, like, trust our photographers, like no phones out or no cameras during the wedding, because they don't want you. The photographer's trying to get in their picture and then all of a sudden... Uncle Sue.
We all got that Uncle Sue. Yeah, I know, good old Uncle Sue.
A boy named Uncle Sue.
Uncle Sue has her arm out in the aisle taking the picture. Like, that just ruins
I'm not talking
it.
About in the middle of the ceremony. I'm talking about, like, when everything is said and done. It's the end of the reception and they're heading out. You know, you got the sparklers going or, you know, the yarn, whatever.
Whatever you decide to do, bubbles, whatever.
Everybody takes a video of that.
I trust Uncle Sue to post the right pictures. Okay, so...
Damn, Uncle Sue gets on my nerves.
855-444-MEGA. When it comes to weddings, do you wait to post a picture? And I love how we're not even talking about the damn groom. Like, no one's like...
Yeah, no one cares about what he's wearing.
Y'all want to see the groom? You can post whatever pic you want of him. But do you have to wait to post a picture of the bride? Like, hey, congratulations, I was at the wedding, arm around each other... any type of picture you saw of them or caught a glimpse of them, do you have to wait for the bride? 855-444-MEGA. I just think you don't do anything without a bride's stamp of approval when it comes to weddings. 855-444-6342. Help us out and take your calls on this next. Social media stresses me out. When it comes to weddings, is it okay to post a picture of the bride on social media before the bride posts? This is also her social media bride wedding dress debut. 855-444-MEGA. One of Hannah's best friends got married, wanted to wish her congratulations. Like, you looked beautiful. They had such a beautiful time. Love you. But waited to do that post until the bride had gone first and posted a picture because, like, hey, I was waiting for you to either get the professional photos back or waiting for you to say, hey, we're in the clear. When it comes to the wedding dress, there is a big reveal that happens either at the wedding and / on social media.
And I'm a little confused, Hannah, because had you done your job as TikTok coordinator,
precisely.
For this wedding, you would have posted several TikToks with this bride already on social media.
With her consent.
No, okay, no. Like, how many TikToks do you make and then you save them in your drafts and you don't post them until, again, the bride has final approval? Hannah had a meet with the bride afterwards and had, like, a bride rundown. Like, the bride has final say on everything. That's when the TikToks get posted, what TikToks Hannah chose to make or not make, the bride has all the say, I think.
And I also just think about Facebook in particular, because Facebook, how it works is if you get tagged in a post, then all of your friends can see it. And what if Uncle Sue posts a horrific photo of you and that's the first one that pops up on your feed? And so all these people are commenting, oh, congratulations. And then in the back of the mind, they're like, that's what she looked like? Because you didn't even know what picture was being taken or what's being posted. Like, it should be your your post should go first.
I also think, too, on when it comes to social media, is something we need to factor in. Is back in the day, Kevin, when you got married, when the photos were only black and white.
I know. That's right.
You did a wedding book, and that was the biggest thing. Yep. And we do these wedding books, and my wife has made them and spent a bunch of money on them, mm-hmm. and people do look at them. But I feel like more and more people now pay for photographers for social media.
Correct.
Like, that is our wedding book in today's society. And so now you are literally taking a majority of what they paid a wedding photographer for.
I just think once the wedding's over, it's a free-for-all. You invite, 200, 250 people. You think all these people are following that rule? Hannah, you should be the best friend posting a gorgeous photo that you took of her.
I will after she does it. It's not that I'm never going to do it. I just want her to have her moment first, and then
but
I'll
now
follow.
You're just waiting for Uncle Sue to post that horrible picture first.
You're acting
no,
like
I'm
there's
waiting
not
for,
unwritten rules.
Uncle Sue can do it after, but I want the bride to post her picture first because it's her day, her moment.
And AB, you're acting like there's not unwritten rules at a wedding. Like, everyone knows you don't wear white to a wedding. Everyone knows you, when you clean glasses, you're supposed to
kiss. I don't
think
this is an unwritten rule.
I think Hannah's right. Like, I think this is an unwritten rule in today's world. I think back in the day, social media wasn't as prevalent. But I think, I honestly wonder, when it comes to photography, the 90% of why they paying for the photographer now is through social media. They want the best pictures on social media. Back in the day, it used to be like, you go through your wedding book, it was cute, it was nice. But they're paying for social media, and now you're taking away their big social media post. Because everyone knows the first picture gets the most amount of likes, the most amount of comments, the most amount of love. And if you post it and everyone sees it, it's like, I already saw it.
Yeah, but
you already saw the wedding dress.
Uncle Sue's going to get the glory.
Yeah.
How long do you wait? Because you got to think, okay.
It's been over a month since my best friend's wedding, and she still doesn't have her pictures back, and other people have posted, and she's fine with it.
Yeah, well, I guarantee she's going to get 5 likes when she finally posts it, and she's going to be pissed, and she's going to be like, you know what? I want all those posts back. Thank you so much for rocking with the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
This has to be one of my favorite hashtags of the whole year. Macy's Thanksgiving Parade has dropped their lineup for this year. I'll give you all the details next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So arguably one of my favorite things of the entire year is watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So I am freaking out that NBC announced their lineup already. So this year, all of you parents out there are going to be very thankful for the headliner, because it's the group from K-pop Demon Hunters, that movie from Netflix that just like absolutely blew up this year.
Awesome.
And I also realized that the main singer in it is Sierra, like the 1-2-step Sierra. I had never realized that she was a K-pop Demon Hunter, but she is. Other appearances this year include Kobe Calle, Gavin DeGraw, Lil Jon, Kool & the Gang, and many others. And then for the new balloon debuts, that's always fun to look at. Buzz Lightyear. I'd be like shocked to see that he already isn't a balloon.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear, Pac-Man, Shrek's onion carriage, and then, of course, inspired by boyfriend Julian and I's Halloween costume this year, Mario, is also a new balloon this year. And I also think it's crazy that it's the 99th parade. So if you kind of think that the people in the balloons this year, blah, like hopefully next year is like a banger for the year, for their 100th year.
I actually feel like they rocked this one. Yeah. I feel like getting K-pop Demon Hunters, like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the kickoff of Christmas, and I think it's so family-oriented. To get the biggest thing that's happening for kids and have it headline couldn't be any better.
Right.
I think last year, Wicked was probably the biggest thing, and they had Idina Menzel perform, which felt like old-school Wicked, not like Ariana Grande's Cynthia Erivo. Yep. And so I feel like this was a huge get for them and an awesome headliner, so super excited.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, it's the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. The three most often played songs in the United States are the Happy Birthday songs, played every day for someone's birthday. My birthday was yesterday. The Star Spangled Banner, played at every sporting event. And then what? AB called me out. She goes, you know how many times we've had this Mega Mind? I think I know it. So go guess first. Go ahead.
Okay, well, now I feel like I don't have it, but I'm saying Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right. Kevin?
I think it's White Christmas.
Whoa.
Hannah?
I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance. Someone in the room has it correct. Is it AB?
Oh!
Who was all bragging.
Is the Pledge of Allegiance a song? You don't sing that, right?
I mean... It's more of a chant.
I mean...
Okay.
More of a pledge.
Yeah. Get a
I'll start
vocal.
Singing it.
You can get a little vocal with it.
Find out who got it correct.
I don't think it's Hannah.
Megamind question of the day. Answer for the question I have never asked before. Three most often played songs in the U.S. are Happy Birthday, The Star Spangled Banner, Then What? Hannah said Pledge of Allegiance, and we're going to take it off the table. It's not really a song.
Shoot.
It's just a pledge. So I said one person got it right. AB says, Brad, I already know this. I remember all your Megaminds. Clearly, I have a book of them. And you said what?
I feel like it's Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Kevin.
I said White Christmas.
Apparently, I have asked this question before because AB got it right.
God. I knew it.
Three most played songs in America, Happy Birthday, The Star Spangled Banner, and Take Me Out to the Ball Game are the three most played songs in the U.S. All right, I'll make sure I delete that. Oh, AB. AB did what no one can do in society anymore, and that is take a week off of social media. It's the Brett Maga Show.
Crazy.
Why did you decide to take a week off of social media?
People at my Bible study are always just like, oh, yeah, I'm not on social media right now. Or somebody will talk about something that's trending, and they're like, oh, I haven't had Instagram in a month. And I just was like, wow, that is so admirable. And I used to take like a couple days off social media a couple times a month. And it had just been a while. And so I was like, I think it's time I try it again.
Do you think you felt disconnected to what's happening into the world? And do you think it affected you at work? Because so much of our job is on social media.
I don't really think I felt that disconnected because it was only a week.
Okay.
So, I mean, the things that were trending a week ago were still trending now. So it was kind of...
You felt like... Because, like, that's one of the biggest... I'm someone who is actually... not addicted to social media. At least I don't think. Like, that sounds like
that's
addictive thing to
say. I didn't think,
right?
I was either.
And so I was going to ask you about that. So I think I could. This would be easy for me, unless it was our job. Like, our job is posting on social media, recreating content, and things like that. So it's be hard for me for my job. Do you feel like it affected you at work? Because so much of my information I get is from social media in terms of what's trending, what people are talking about in terms of content.
I don't think it affected me at work. I mean, I listen to the Hollywood hashtag, so I know like the two most important things that happened that day.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't think it really impacted me at work, but it had been months since I'd done something like this, and it used to be easier than it was.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So then I was going to ask you, like, what did you feel like you had, like, cravings, I guess, for lack of better words?
Yeah, I feel like TikTok, I can go without TikTok, but Instagram is very hard for me, and I put it in a different place on my phone screen, so then I would like swipe and go to click it and a different app would pop up, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm not supposed to be on Instagram. So I would kind of trick myself that way, and then I found myself scrolling on Etsy.
Interesting.
Really?
Like, I needed to scroll on something.
Okay.
See, I thought that would count as social media because it's like an app.
No, that's not social media.
I don't think so. I think, like, I was going to say is Pinterest, I would consider social media.
I don't count Pinterest.
But Etsy, I feel like, is where you shop. Etsy is like shopping. It's like
shopping.
It's like scrolling through Amazon.
Yeah.
I feel like that's different than
social media. I scrolled through Amazon too.
Yeah, I feel
just
like that's
just to see what
like
was going
window
on.
Shopping. I feel like that's our version of window shopping.
Yeah.
So Etsy, I feel like, is different. But I felt like Pinterest, Threads, X, so those are all social media. None of those would actually affect me. Instagram would probably be the hardest for me.
Yeah.
But like for me, it is a resource of information.
Yeah, I simply couldn't do this job and not.
Did you find yourself wanting to get back so bad, like it was a relief?
I was
going to
ask that.
It was definitely a relief when I could finally open up Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
wow.
And then I'd be on it for 5 minutes and be like, I wasn't missing anything.
But it's
just knowing that I couldn't open it was hard for me.
Sometimes I think I make it as an excuse, though. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, like, is there other ways for me to find out what's trending? Knowing what people are talking about, you know, how would I grill Hannah? Have you posted on social media?
My dream is for Brett to get off.
But like,
we're talking a lot about Etsy this week.
Like, Hannah, did you post on Etsy today?
Yeah, I simply I would love to take a week off of social media, but that's not possible
but
for me.
For me, like I do think I would think it's easy. And
you I definitely thought it was going to
be easier. And that's what I'm so curious of, what it felt like to be off and what those cravings and what did you, I think it's interesting because one of the things that people say that if you weren't on social media, you would be more productive. And I unfortunately think AB scrolling through Etsy is not more productive.
No,
or Amazon.
Right, yeah.
So you didn't fill
hey,
it with more productivity.
I am ahead of my Christmas shopping.
Oh, okay. Maybe that is.
So maybe I'm proving you wrong.
But right. You didn't fill it with more productivity because that's what everyone always says. Like, you waste so much time on social media. If you weren't on social media, AB took a week off of it and then she just found something else to scroll through.
Right. Yeah.
It really goes to show you that although I do think it is social media, it plays a role. We are more probably addicted to our phones. Mm-hmm. Than we are social media. It is the phone. Because
mm-hmm.
we will find anything with that gadget. Like Hannah pointed out, if you got an app, I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you were able to do it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. I need to do it more often.
Now you're back on that crack, though.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.